American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A 2019 questionnaire is back in the spotlight and putting Kamala Harris's border flip-flop on full display. It shows that Harris supported taxpayer-funded gender mutilation surgery for illegal aliens and the elimination of ICE. Here's Cheryl Cassoni.
And these positions revealed in this resurfaced 2019 questionnaire from the American Civil Liberties Union, which she filled out during her first presidential run. This is 2019. When asked if she would support gender reassignment surgeries for detainees, she said yes. And then she wrote, "I support policies ensuring that federal prisoners and detainees are able to obtain medically necessary care for gender transition, including surgical care while incarcerated or detained. Transition treatment is a medical necessity." Now, Harris also supported cuts to ICE funding.
A CNN investigation into this questionnaire left the host shocked.
She made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported...
Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote, both wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this.
The Harris campaign has not said if she still supports these positions, but remember... last month, she told CNN this.
I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed.
We're going to find out tonight how two very different styles of debate prep actually pay off. There won't be an audience and no notes. Team Trump says that's no problem. Campaign manager Jason Miller.
The big, huge press conferences that are unscripted questions from many of you. We've had the long form interviews. We've had the shorter poll asides. We've had the rally speeches. We've done town halls. You can't prepare for President Trump. There's just no way to do it. Imagine like a boxer trying to prepare for Floyd Mayweather or Muhammad Ali.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested that 30% of Republican voters will never vote for Democrats because of their racism, sexism, and homophobia. Speaking at the 2024 Texas Tribune Festival on Saturday, Pelosi was pressed by podcast host Kara Swisher on why the presidential race between Harris and Trump is so close. Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren talks about the difference between Republicans and Democrats.
When you talk to Democrat politicians about why they vote for Kamala Harris, it's always the same answer. It's because they must stop Donald Trump. But when you talk to Republicans or Republican politicians about why they support Donald Trump, it's because they want to get their country back. They want to restore American greatness. So there's a big difference in the way that Democrats and Republicans talk about America, talk about the race, and talk about voters. And I can't wait to see what happens on that debate stage tonight. We need more substance. And boy, it would sure be nice if the party of supposed unity could maybe refrain from attacking 30% of an entire party.
Bible-believing Christian public school teachers in Minnesota may face a tough decision next year when new rules for their licenses take effect. Rules approved by Democrat governor and now vice presidential candidate Tim Walz.
Starting next July, teacher licensing rules passed under Governor Walz will require teacher license applicants to affirm transgenderism and race Marxism. Doug Seaton of the Upper Midwest Law Center is challenging the rule.
It's the old Marxist theory of imposing hegemony in the culture, and that's what they have in mind. But they are a little short of outright bans. They do it by forcing people to compromise their religious beliefs in order to obtain a teaching license and in order to teach in the classroom.
Seaton says teachers must also show they understand bias in themselves and their students related to race, sexual orientation, gender identity, and other cultural Marxist categories.
It's confessionary. It's meant to say you're guilty, you're supposed to confess, you're supposed to promise to behave.
I'm Bob Kellogg.
More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.